All right, let's talk about what gets in your way over the golf ball. So you're standing over a shot, and all of a sudden you start feeling emotions. Your brain starts chattering at you. This is where most golfers lose it. They stand over the ball with no process for managing those emotions, and their brain takes over. So in this module, we're going to talk about the big three emotions that show up before a shot, the thoughts that create them, and the process for choosing power thoughts that put you back into your preferred state. There are three main emotions that show up before a shot and keep you from swinging freely: anxiety, pressure, or doubt. Any of those sound familiar? These are the emotions that leash your swing. They keep you from being able to play your best golf. And here's what you need to remember from Steer: situations don't create emotions, thoughts do. So let's break down what thoughts are creating these emotions and what you can do about it. So the first emotion, anxiety, nerves, even fear, those show up in first tee jitters. They show up over shots you don't like, downhill sliding putts, shots over water, narrow fairways, clubs you don't trust. What are the thoughts that create anxiety or nerves? There's two main thoughts. What if thoughts? What if I hit in the water? What if I miss this putt? What if I make a big number here? What if I don't make the fairway? Anytime you ask your brain a what if question followed by a problem, your brain is going to scan the universe for all the different ways you're going to get into trouble, and it will freak you out. Remember earlier, your brain is designed to look for danger. So when you ask it, what if I hit it in the water, it starts churning up a lot of answers that are not going to feel very good. They're likely going to be negative, and they're going to make you more scared. We don't want to ask our brain bad questions because we'll get bad answers. The second series is I hope I don't thoughts. I hope I don't hit in the water. I hope I don't scull it out of the bunker. I hope I don't blow it coming in. I hope I don't embarrass myself. Here's the problem with these thoughts. Your brain doesn't know the difference between negative and positive. It just knows what you're putting your attention to. So when you say, I hope I don't hit in the water, your brain just hears hit in the water. It puts its attention on the water. Be very cautious of how we direct our brains to things we don't want to do. We end up turning it and pointing it in the direction of exactly that place. How many times have you said, I hope I don't hit it in the water, and then you hit it in the water? You're like, what the heck? It's because your brain doesn't understand the negative. Hope, too, saying I hope does not create certainty for your brain. So if you are saying, I hope something happens, that means you're not certain about some things, and your brain might not feel very safe, and that also creates some anxiety and nerves and fear. Number two, pressure shows up when you're standing over a shot that feels important, playing with teammates or a partner, a putt to win, a shot in front of people. When you feel pressure, you get tight in your shoulders and arms. You squeeze the club tighter. That affects your tempo, your swing length, your ability to focus. So what are the thoughts that create pressure? I have to, and I need to thoughts. I have to make this putt. I need to make a birdie here. I have to hit the fairway. I need to get up and down. I have to save par. I need to play well today. We say these so often in golf, we think it's just true, but it ends up producing a lot of pressure. So here's what I want you to understand. You don't have to do anything. You don't need to do anything. You're out there playing golf. You don't have to hit the fairway. You don't have to make the putt. You don't need to make a birdie. You don't have to do any of those things. You may want to, or you're choosing to, totally different language. That feels completely different than I have to and I need to. Like literally you could pick up your ball and walk in if you wanted to. You have that decision, you have that agency. So when you remind your brain that it's something you want to do or that you're choosing to do, it takes the pressure down. Now I'm gonna hurt your brain a little bit here with this comment, and I just want you to think about it. There is no such thing as a pressure shot. Now if you're like, what? Of course there's a pressure shot. It's pressure when I have a partner relying on me or I have a putt to win. Well, hear me out. Pressure is an emotion. And an emotion comes from a thought. Pressure shot would not go in the S line on Steer. We can't prove it in a court of law. 7 billion people on the planet might not agree with you. It only becomes a pressure shot by the thoughts you create, the words you say. So if this hurts your head a little bit, I just want you to marinate on it. There is no pressure shot until you make it a pressure shot with your thoughts. We just have a tendency to go along with it, like, oh yeah, that's a pressure shot. Oh yeah, it's pressure to have a partner who's relying on you. Oh yeah, it's pressure to hit shots in front of people. It's not. You feel that pressure from what you're saying about it in your head. So listen to what you're saying. Okay, emotion three, doubt. Doubt shows up when you're standing over the golf ball and all of a sudden you're uncertain. When you have doubt, you mess up your tempo. You don't think very clearly. You steer the shot. You might decelerate, especially around the green. You're squeezing the club very tight because you're uncertain. Your brain doesn't like uncertainty. That's a danger to your brain. What thoughts create doubt? I don't know, and I'm not sure thoughts. I don't know if I can hit the shot. I'm not sure about this club. I don't know if I should aim there. I'm not sure if I can pull this off. I don't know where my swing went today. Those thoughts create uncertainty and they create doubt. They make you feel unsafe. And when you're in doubt, you're not swinging freely. You're not committing. You're guiding the ball around the golf course. So listen for those words when you're on the golf course. If you hear yourself saying, I don't know, or I'm not sure, here's a useful thing to do. Ask yourself, what do I know? What do I know about how to hit this shot? What do I think is my next best move here? Then you get your brain looking for information that'll help create a little bit more certainty and less doubt. Every word that comes out of your head matters, whether you think it or say it. The simplest way to know if a thought is useful is to ask yourself, how do I feel when I say it? If you say, I hope I don't hit in the water, how do you feel? Anxious? Nervous? You have fear? If you say, I have to make this putt, how do you feel? Pressure? Tight? Right? If you say, I don't know if I can hit this shot, how do you feel? Doubtful? Uncertain? Those thoughts are not putting you in your preferred state. They're not putting you in calm, certain, or confident. So we're going to choose different thoughts. And here's how this works. Step one is you want to notice the emotion. You're standing over the ball. You're feeling anxiety, pressure, or doubt. Step two, you identify the thought creating it. This is steer. What am I thinking? Is it a what if thought? Is it I have to thought? Is it an I don't know thought? And step three, choose a power thought instead. A power thought is a thought that puts you back in your preferred state. It's a thought that creates calm, certain, or confident instead of anxiety, pressure, or doubt. And here's the good news. You don't have to make these up on the spot. I've created a list of 120 power thoughts for you in the platform. You're going to pick two or three that feel natural to you, and you're going to use them over and over again. You get to change them over time, and you get to find the ones that work. Here are some power thoughts that you can use before a shot. I got this. Put a good swing on it. I like this club. Swing free. I know this shot. I trust my swing. I got this. Notice how different these feel from what if I hit in the water or I have to make this putt? These thoughts put you in your preferred state. They create calm, they create certainty, and they create confidence. So here's what I want you to do. You're going to go to the platform and find the 120 power thoughts list. Look at the section called Before a Shot. Pick 2 to 3 power thoughts that feel most natural to you. Not the ones that sound good, the ones that feel right when you say them. For example, if you tend to get tight and careful, you might pick swing free, not careful. If you tend to overthink, you might pick, I got this. I know what I'm doing. If you tend to second guess, you might pick, this is the right club for me. Star them, circle them, write them down, put them in your bag. You get to change them over time, but this is a place for you to get started. These become your go-to thoughts before a shot. And here's the key. You're not making them up as you go. You're not scrambling trying to find a thought that's helpful. You have your power thoughts and you use them consistently. That's your process. So here's what this looks like on the golf course. You're standing over a shot. You start to feel anxiety. You notice the emotion. I'm feeling anxious. You notice the thought. I'm thinking, what if I hit in the water? You hear it. You witness it. You're aware of it. And step three, you choose a power thought. You say your power thought, you feel your body relax, and you're back in your preferred state. And then you hit the shot. That's the process. Notice the emotion, identify the thought, choose a power thought. This is how you guide your brain instead of letting it guide you. So here's your takeaway. The big three emotions that show up before a shot are anxiety, pressure, and doubt. They come from specific thoughts. What if? I hope I don't. I have to. I need to. I don't know. I'm not sure. And you can choose different thoughts. So go to the platform, find your power thoughts, pick 2 to 3 that feel natural to you and start using them. Use them as ideas if you want to make up your own, some that resonate with you. In the next model, we're going to talk about what happens after you hit a shot, good or bad, and how to reset quickly so you don't carry emotions for 3 holes. Because the before shot process gets you into your preferred state. The post shot process gets you back to it.